how to retire.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reward them that wait for thee, O Lord, and let thy prophets be found faithful. Hear the prayer of thy servants and of thy people Israel. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. O God, for as much as without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that thy Holy Spirit may be in all things, direct and rule our hearts and lives. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
This morning's confessional reading from the Lord's Prayer. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way, to his household. The sixth petition, and lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God indeed tempts no one, but we pray in this petition that God would grant and keep us, so that the devil, the world, and our own flesh may not deceive us, nor seduce us into misbelief, despair, another grave shame, and vice. And though we be assailed by them, that still we may finally overcome them and obtain the victory. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 to 21. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, and to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also, with all that therein is, and only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even above all people. And it is this day a circumcision, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be not more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is God, and he's the God of gods. He's the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and terrible. Terrible means powerful, which regardeth not the persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in a land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and him shalt thou serve. And to him thou shalt cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy God, that hath done for thee these great things and these terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the very end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called, unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So far. Alleluia, alleluia. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 46. But when the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Well, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it as well. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Well, they said unto him, He's the son of David. And he saith unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies a footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, and neither did any man from that day on ask him any more questions. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 660. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Heaven is Free. And it's based on the Gospel, Matthew 22. And it's asking the most important question that we shall ever be asked. Let me read the text. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Please be seated. Believe it or not, there are ministers who do not believe in hell, and they are leading their people astray. But there is a hell, and the Bible depicts the tortures of hell quite vividly. But there's also heaven, a life everlasting, and the Bible has much to say about heaven. But Jesus says, for many will seek to enter heaven and shall not be able. Why? They are unable to enter heaven because they want to enter on their own terms rather than on God's. In the last week of Christ's earthly life, the Pharisees came to him with a question. They wanted to know which was the greatest commandment, that is, the one which a person had to keep in order to enter heaven. But they asked this question in order to trick Christ, thinking that it was impossible even for him to give an answer. Well, Jesus gave them an answer. He said, Our entire life must conform to the will of God. Our entire life must conform to the will of God. And he will not accept what we think it ought to be, but what he wants it to be, what he commands it to be. You see, we are sinful by nature. Where God says yes, we say no. Where God says no, we say yes. Christians are still weak. We have our sinful flesh to deal with, and this keeps us from loving God and others as we should. But this should not surprise us at all, because even St. Paul realized this when he said, for I know that in my flesh there dwells no good thing. So again, to love God and our neighbor as we should, we must come to the firm conviction that we can't. We cannot keep that commandment. We must realize who and what we are. As Luther puts it, we are lost and condemned sinners. And with this understanding of the law, we realize our lost condition. And we see that it is impossible for us to love the Lord above all things and our neighbor as ourselves, and that we cannot get to heaven by our keeping of the law, because we can't. We cannot keep the law. When Jesus had shown the Pharisees that the law on which they based their hope for entry into heaven condemned them, he pointed to the promised Messiah himself by asking, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? He wanted to lead them to look to Christ for forgiveness, to look to him for eternal life. So this morning I ask, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Here Jesus asks the all-important question on which hinges life and salvation, our entry into heaven. While the Pharisees were quickly to answer, well, he's the son of David. They looked upon him as a mere man, but he was so much more than that. From Scripture, Jesus shows that he is not only the son of David, but he is also the son of God. He is the Christ, the one who appeared in the fullness of time and fulfilled the law for us. He demonstrated his love for us. He died on that cross for us so that we would go to heaven. That's who he is. That's who he is. We know this. He is the Christ who has redemptive work. His redemptive work is completed. And he is now at the right hand of God bestowing his gifts. And what are his gifts? The forgiveness of sins. Life and salvation. For we cannot find real happiness and peace of mind unless our guilt has been removed. We cannot sidestep the terrors of death, avoid eternal judgment and condemnation unless the evil on our hands is pardoned. And since you and I, far from being able to take away a single sin, and are constantly leading ourselves into greater guilt, Jesus Christ paid the full penalty of every unholy thought, word, and action in our life. He suffered their punishment. He blotted out their charge, canceled them so entirely and eternally that in God's sight, they no longer exist to be charged against us. All this our precious Savior did when on the cross he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Here then is the Christ that we need. The Christ that we must have if we are to get right with God. And the Christ we do have by simple trusting faith. Therefore, believe in him. He is the only one who can lead us to heaven. Do not do as the Pharisees, hear the word of God in vain and trust in your own merits, because it won't work. Once again, our faith and hope are in God through his Son, Jesus Christ. No other way, period. He made his plan of salvation before the creation of the world. He promised a Savior when man had sinned. And he sent a messenger for hundreds of years to keep the promise alive before us. And finally, in a good time, he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to live and to die for our sins. He raised Jesus from the dead. He raised Jesus from the dead to show that we too shall live. You see, we do not rely on our own merits, wisdom, work, understanding, or even good looks. We cling totally to God's proclamation of redemption in Christ Jesus. We rejoice whenever we hear the words of Luther, Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sin, from death and power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own. That I may be his own. St. Peter wrote, you know, that it was not with perishable things like gold or silver that you and I were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ. With the precious blood of Christ. Therefore, we cling to Jesus Christ, putting our faith and hope in him alone. May Almighty God, through word and sacrament, keep us in trusting faith to the very end. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. And we pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there are personal prayers that you would like to extend before the throne of God. Let's take a moment for that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. We want to thank you for the meal that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, and give us the garment that has been purchased by the blood of Christ. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given to you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
your true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You make that your membership of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You make that your membership of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins.
His body and blood strengthen, preserve, and keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.